from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So if it doesn't work out with Brandon Ayuk, where do the Steelers turn? And I joked about this on Twitter yesterday. I put, who wants to do all this over again with CeeDee Lamb? And I got 95,000 impressions with that little tweet, 53 comments. And I think most people would like CeeDee Lamb to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm not so sure he's available. We've read no reports suggesting that Jerry Jones is shopping him. But you would imagine if you're in on Brandon Ayuk and that falls through and then he does get shopped, and I'm talking about CeeDee Lamb, that the Steelers would obviously come a knocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that Jerry Jones is as savvy as John Lynch. Even though I raked John Lynch over the coals earlier in the show, I just don't think Jerry Jones is as detailed and as good at the job as John Lynch is. If he were, he wouldn't have his three best players in limbo right now.
Right, but I think he knows that they need CeeDee Lamb this year to be any type of competitive of a football team. Like, you can't, I mean, what, you're just going to have Dak who's going to throw to? Like, they're going to have to get something. I would assume that you can't go into this season without CeeDee Lamb. Like, he is, like, what, 60% of your offense?
Right.
Like, I mean, he is a beast. So, I mean, if he became available, like, if you're Omar Khan, like, you are picking, you're picking up the phone quick.
Yes.
And shooting off a phone call to see what CeeDee Lamb is up to.
Hashtag Ayuk watch has been laborious. Hashtag CeeDee watch would be just as laborious, but the player is better. The Juju watch doesn't hit the same way, and I think that's where you turn if you don't get Brandon Ayuk in here.
Oh, I think
you turn to being interested. I think you kicked the tires on old Juju, and I don't like it.
I think the receivers on the roster right now are better than Juju individually.
I'll take Van Jefferson over Juju. Abso-freaking-lutely.
I'll take Calvin Austin over Juju.
I'll take the unknown of Calvin Austin.
I'll take Scotty Miller over Juju because of his speed. I'll take Quez Watkins over Juju because of his speed.
Well, I think I'm out on Quez Watkins, but the other guys I totally agree with.
I mean, what did Quez Watkins do as a receiver? Like, he messed up as a punt returner.
Yeah, but he's going to be on the roster needing to play special teams, and that might be his role. And I can't do it after that. I can't. Can't do it, Captain. I just can't do it.
Do it.
I can't. But Juju ain't gonna play special teams.
No,
he'd have to.
No, he wouldn't. There's no way.
But he's not. He can't be a gunner. He can't run down.
No,
he can't run.
Nope.
He wasn't even. He wasn't a separator when he was good. Now his knees are all banged up. Scotty Miller, at least you know he's got a role. Like, run fast, get ball. We know what Pickens is. Van Jefferson is going to be your number two, and he's going to be your possession guy.
I could see this. Like, I could definitely see this. Making a trade with New England and getting Kendrick Bourne, knowing that New England was willing to shop him.
I wonder if they're only willing to shop him knowing that they'd get a wide receiver back in return. Like knowing that you create hole, fill hole immediately. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Or, I mean, you need help everywhere, though. You're a young team.
You know what my concern is now, man? And I think this is legit. The 49ers may have already pulled the trigger on the Ayuk deal if they could flip a pick or picks that they got from the Steelers for a wide receiver. They haven't been able to find that third team willing to part with a receiver right now.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which means I don't think that there's a lot of receivers available at this moment. Like DeAndre Hopkins had been thrown out there. There's the whole CeeDee Lamb situation. Back whenever Washington was thought to be involved because of Ayuk's relationship with Jaden Daniels, you thought, okay, maybe Terry McLaurin could then become expendable. But I don't know that anybody's available right now. And you're just probably going to have to, if you don't get Ayuk, go into the season with what you got right now, which doesn't excite anybody.
How would you feel about this receiving core? We wouldn't be having this conversation, but how would you feel about this receiving core as a whole if they didn't part ways with Deontay Johnson, they let him ride this out, and they signed Tyler Boyd in the offseason?
You'd be in a very good spot.
Very good spot. And that could have easily been done.
Yep.
Easily been done.
Easily been
and
done.
And you could have got Dante Jackson.
Yep.
Easily been done.
And I saw a list yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever it was, where Deontay Johnson was listed as a top five diva in the NFL. That may well be true. You know, Mike Tomlin clearly didn't think that he could motivate Deontay Johnson anymore, or whatever. He just didn't want to deal with the headache. Headaches change when the ball goes your way, man. Headaches change when you're racking up statistics and you're one of the reasons why your team wins. And when Kenny Pickett's throwing the ball, or Trubisky's throwing the ball, or Mason Rudolph's throwing the ball, that's going to look different than when Russell Wilson throws the ball. And whenever you've got a legitimate offensive coordinator, he may well have been happy.
Yep.
No one heard jack from Deontay Johnson. He did the backwards running thing and he dropped passes, but no one heard crap from Deontay when Ben was throwing him the ball.
Right.
He was not looked at as this malcontent. And so I think it probably all could have worked out that way. And this all points to Tomlin, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, Tyler Boyd not here. Was that Omar's call or was that Tomlin's call? Or a little of both? We know why Deontay's not here. I don't think that's Omar's call. You've talked about it. Tomlin's call.
I think it was Tomlin's call because what Tyler Boyd signed for in Tennessee was a lot less than I think people anticipated, and you probably could have gotten him for that price, and Omar was like, okay, that's a bargain deal.
1 year, $2.4 million. Why would Omar Khan say no to that?
Right.
$2.4 million. Come on now. And I don't think Tyler Boyd's at the apex of his career, but he's not 30. Right? He's 29 years old.
He's been abusing people in camp right now.
He's 29 years old, Tyler Boyd. As your third for $2.4 million, and you're paying Deontay $18 million. That's two guys for the price of less than a Brandon Ayuk. Albert Breer says the Steelers have a $28 million a season offer on the table for Brandon Ayuk that he would agree to if the 49ers would move him. You would have Tyler Boyd, Deontay Johnson for $20 million.
And you could have Van Jefferson as your fourth.
Yeah, because I don't think that...
That was nothing.
Right.
Right.
And maybe you're in a world where Roman Wilson doesn't exist, but as we're talking about the competitive nature of the 2024 Steelers, that receiving core is better than if you had Roman Wilson and Van Jefferson.
Yes.
It just is.
And just as basic, probably just as cheap.
And defensively, you're still going to have Dante Jackson because they would have cut that guy loose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.